Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the late, great Joe Cocker, Mad Dog Englishman, Joe Cocker. Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. Eva Rosenberg is our guest. She is the Tax Mama. TaxMama.com, right, Eva?
TaxMama.com.
Can they find your, all your tax tips and your books are all there?
Oh, yeah. They'll find links to everything. And if you go to TaxMama.com and click on top on the navigation bar on Ask the Question, we answer your questions for free.
So yeah, how about that?
Come to TaxMama.com and ask your questions.
All right, so we got to get our track shoes on because we got a lot to cover here, Eva. I want to revisit what we just talked about before the break. So, folks, in the past, S-Corps and C-Corps had to file their return by March 15th or an extension. Your personal and LLCs had to be filed in April 15th, forever and ever, right? Eva?
That's what it's been for ages.
Now, the personal has stayed where it is, but the LLCs have moved forward to April 15th. I'm sorry, the LLC partnerships have moved back to March 15th, and S-Corps and C-Corps have moved forward to April 15th. Now, here's my question. What does that do to the extension? Do corporations still get 6-month extension or just 5?
Well, the corporations will go until September 15th.
So they only get a 5-month extension.
Yeah. And the partnerships get a 6-month extension also to September 15th.
Regardless of when you file, your business entities still have to have the returns done by September 15th.
Right.
I'm glad they didn't change that, because I think most people need 30 days of cushion between getting one done and getting the next one done.
And getting the personal done,
yeah.
Right.
I'm glad they didn't mess around with that. I was worried about that.
We've got two important things, though, we need to cover. One of them is the W-2s and 1099s.
Right.
Those have to be in by January 31st. We don't have the leeway anymore.
When did they used to have to be done?
Well, on paper, February, the end of February, and electronically the end of March. But right now, we have so much theft.
But, I mean, when did you used to have W-2s ready before?
Well, we always had to get them to people by January 31st.
By January 31st, right.
We used to have to turn them in on paper by February 28th or electronically by March 31st. But now,
right.
IRS wants them, Congress mandated that they be filed early because of all of the identity theft and fraud and the fake refunds.
So when do employers have to deliver to employees their W-2s and the 1099s?
Well, always the same, January 31st.
Still the same.
But they need to submit them now to Social Security Administration by January 31st.
Okay.
Very important, guys.
This is new stuff, right?
Immediately get your stuff to your tax professionals.
Right.
No later than January 10th or 15th.
Right.
The other thing that we have, and this will apply generally to individuals or whoever, the FBAR, the Foreign Bank Account Report.
Right.
That used to be due on June 30th, is no longer due on June 30th. It is now due on April 15th.
Hmm.
And not only is it due on April 15th, which doesn't sound... this is just everybody. This is anybody with a financial bank account overseas.
Okay.
And so it's due on April 15th, and it gets an extension till October 15th. And there's a $10,000 penalty for not filing it.
Wow.
And there is no cost to file it. So, guys, please make sure
that's a no-brainer,
if you have
right.
$10,000 more or more in an account overseas, you file this. Now, we have another thing that you've been asking about, and that is businesses, entities, corporations, LLCs that have assets overseas.
Right.
If they have assets of $50,000 at the end of the year, or $75,000 or more any time during the year, they have to file a FATCA form, a Form 8938, and notify the government. But this isn't all businesses. These are American businesses, domestic businesses, that have passive income. And passive income means their primary source of income is investment income, rents,
right,
and royalties or annuities. Hmm. So these are the businesses, if they have assets or bank accounts overseas, they have to file that back.
Sounds like people who have that kind of business need to have a pro like Eva helping them. So, folks, I hope you do. If you don't, God help you. Eva, give us the website quickly, one more time.
Come to taxmama.com.
Taxmama.com.
My new book is coming out in January.
And we'll launch
Small Business Taxes Made Easy.
And we'll launch it on this show. Eva Rosenberg, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.